Hey, Craig.
Hey.
Hey, you just touched on my question to a degree with the last call. I found it interesting that this program overlapped the election, and I had a lot of anger, indignation, resentment would crop up through different aspects of that process. And I really wanted to ask you about that. It felt really like it felt very low consciousness to me. I mean, my response to it felt very ego-based. And I just want to kind of get a better understanding of how to work with it and how to kind of be with it, that type of situation.
Say more. So you found yourself having what specific kinds of reactions to what specific kinds of things?
Just kind of a sense of indignation at things that I heard that felt misrepresented or just things that felt untruthful or miscategorized, whatever the case may be. And it was, in different areas of the, over the last several months. And it just created such a kind of a deep, intensive reaction within me, that felt, kind of it was jarring. I mean, it really, even last week, it was just a very emotional time, just kind of going through that whole process. And it feels like something. I think it's just angry about, things that are unchangeable, that are maybe perceived by me to be unchangeable, or things that are kind of entrenched in terms of society. So I'm wondering, looking at the evolutionary self and how to really deal with that type of anger or frustration or indignation for things that you look upon that you feel, that's just wrong the way this is proceeding, which of course is my belief, but how to work with that evolutionary self in the light of that.
Well, there's kind of different layers to this thing because you see, the righteous indignation isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it depends where we go with it. I mean, in a sense, righteous indignation can be like ego, and it often is. It can be self-righteousness, and then it's pretty much ego. But a sense of being angry at untruth being spoken, misleading statements, being put out as truth, and a sense of anger about that, if you know the facts in a situation and then you hear somebody else misrepresenting it and a certain kind of righteous rage about that. I mean, that's, honestly, that is, again, it's often ego, but it can also be a healthy response. I mean, think about how the world has evolved. Like, leaving aside spiritual evolution for a moment, think about how culture has evolved, right? So we've moved, humans have come a long way culturally, and socially, even just in the last few hundred years, right? We've worked to, think about the kind of righteous rage that was involved in bringing slavery to an end.
Right.
Some people had to get really mad about that and say, this is wrong, and they had to bring that rage to bear, in the face of a society that was fighting them, saying, no, this is, how we're preserving our lifestyle. It's how we're making our money. What do you mean? And it was like, no, it's wrong, and there was a lot of indignation and rage. You can bet a lot of sleepless nights by a lot of people who felt so upset by the status quo that they just couldn't bear it anymore and they had to drive change. Or, think of just the righteous indignation that was involved in the suffragist movement of women trying to just get the right, goddamn it, to vote. Hello, we're not second-class citizens. There was like a lot of rage, there, and a lot of people again flying against in the face of the status quo and the system saying no. And if we look at cultural evolution, that it's kind of proceeded that way again and again, you know, by injustices being set right through a kind of righteous indignation and people being willing to be angry and respond to it. So, you know, anger, it contains a lot of energy. That's one of the things anger is. You know, you look at a person, think about somebody who is unable to be angry. Like, I just can't get angry. It would be hard for them to get much done in the, like, you know, to really drive change in the world, because there'd be, like, where's the energy going to come from? You know, and we kind of, some of us have this image of the kind of quiet, passive saint, you know, who just always sees and does the right thing. But really, if we look at the actual models we have of the saints, you know, you've got what? Jesus overturning the tables in the temples, right? Angry. What are you doing, you know, to bringing money into this holy place? Or, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, like, we've got a lot of real examples of people being pissed off about something and driving real healthy change. So I just want to bring that part in here and say, you know, that we have to make room for that and sponsor that in its healthy form. But then we, as a practitioner, have to bring a lot of scrutiny to, well, how are we relating to that? Because, of course, any strong emotion is, you know, it's ripe, fertile soil for ego to get into, right, for you to make it, you know. So we have to see, well, of course, that could go that way. And so here you are talking about the election, and you're looking at, you know, let's say, you know, you're looking at lies being brought out. You know, here they're lying, you know, to the public's face, you know, making up things that aren't true about the other party or the other candidate or about this issue. You know, there's a ballot issue, and here the side that's trying to suppress this really healthy ballot is just lying, you know, through their teeth and on TV about this, and it's wrong, and we're angry about it. The question is, see, what are you going to do about it? Because we have to, in a sense, for that to be healthy, it has to be channeled somewhere. Okay. Otherwise we go into victimization, victimhood. And that's ego. See, that's where it often gets into ego. You're mad about it, but you feel powerless. So you feel victimized, and you feel angry, and you victimized, powerless. And it's this kind of cycle of disempowerment, victimhood, and the ego is very happy in that because it doesn't have to do anything, and it just gets to feel mad at everybody else. And so I don't know if that's kind of where you were going, and that's why you're kind of sniffing out ego in it, but maybe I'll pause for a second. Let you.
Yeah, no, I think anger for me has kind of felt or been characterized as a lower consciousness, kind of a lower form of consciousness. So the idea of anger being channeled in an energetic and useful way is really good to hear, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to be evolutionaries, we're going to feel the full range of human emotions, and it's going to include a lot of anger, frankly, at the system. Because see, like, we start to become sensitive, we start to become the evolutionary impulse awakening of the human being. We look around us, what do we see? Everything needs to evolve. And so many things are so wrong, meaning they're just so broken, they're so corrupt, they're so, you know, unnecessarily, you know, hurtful, you know, just the way people are. And, you know, we just, you start to feel all that very, you know, in a very personal way. I mean, you feel it very tangibly in your own body because you care. And so then we have to be able to contain that kind of intensity of feeling, including the intensity of anger that is going to come up sometimes. And then channel it in a healthy way. And the way, where you really see the difference playing out is somebody who's not, you know, it's not egoically identified with the anger. They're not, their ego's not going for a big ride with it, and they're kind of expressing it cleanly. What you see in someone like that is they can get very angry, and they can channel it with a very strong response, and then they can walk away, and the next moment, you can see their whole demeanor is now relaxed, and they're at ease, and they're they've moved on, and in the next moment they could be very kind and loving if it was needed in the next situation. So we basically become contextually sensitive responders to the moment. And it's like if the moment needs the force of that kind of rage to push against some injustice, that's what shows up, and it shows up powerfully, and it burns clean. And then the next moment, the person is no longer infected by it. You know, it's like it passed through, and now they're different because the next moment requires something different. Whereas, and you can contrast that with how it is in most of us, where we get identified with it and wound up in it, and we're, you know, tormented by it, and we don't know what to do with it. So, you know, we need to develop this kind of fluidity of being that's able to, in a sense, you know, channel those intense energies, but toward a positive end.
Mm-hmm. That helps a lot. It helps a lot. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Good. Yeah, I hope it does. Thank you very much. Okay.